Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Well, thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. We will do some gardening talk today. I thought it might be good to start off the show today. We have a lot of new listeners coming in and out of the show all the time, and I thought I'd just go through some information here at the first of the show about what all we're into and why the show is a little different, very different from other gardening shows for the most part, except for my buddy down in San Antonio, Bob Webster, who I share a little time with every Saturday morning. We're both 100% organic. But what that means, I'll go through. A lot of times people's eyes glaze over a little bit about organic. What is that? You know, is that some hippie, you know, second-rate way to go? And no, it's not. It's a better way to go. So let's go through that for a little bit. We'll let me start with our SPCA report so I don't get too far behind on the stuff like that I need to do, and then we'll talk about these other things. If you want to call anytime, just jump on board. It's the same number as always, one number from anywhere. It's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The SPCA report, by the way, is brought to you by ESPOMA, E-S-P-O-M-A, ESPOMA. And that's a significant company for you to know about, because one of the things that we talk about and one of the most common questions I get is, okay, this natural organic approach that you're talking about sounds great, but where do I get the products? Where do I get the stuff that you are talking about? I went in the big box store, and what greeted me when I walked in was Roundup and synthetic fertilizers, salt fertilizers, and all the things that you don't recommend. Well, ESPOMA is available across the country, and it's available pretty easily for you out there. And they have dry fertilizers and liquid, all organic, terrific products that contain living organisms and help you do exactly what we're trying to do here. So check that out in your local store. That includes hardware stores, feed stores, farm stores, garden centers, nurseries, and even the big stores as well. So our doggies this morning, we're doing a little bit better, but not enough. Lola was adopted. This is the SPCA, the two SPCAs here in Dallas, and we've still got quite a few dogs that are available. They're on our website. They're on dirtdoctor.com. Just go to the website and click on the SPCA button. When you go to our website, there's a picture at the top, and it, if you don't do anything, it just rotates, and it covers various subjects. If you click on any of the buttons under it, you go directly to the one that represents. One of those buttons is the mystery photograph, and it is up to date. It should be an easy one for you, but I'm always fooled about which ones are easy to getting, which ones are not. So check that out. If you're first to identify that photograph, either by calling the show and telling us on the air here, and Mary Rose is who you talk to when you call in, by the way, and can help get you set up, or you can send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com and identify the photograph, and you win not only one of our schools, the Torque Natural Organic Gardening and Landscaping course, but also a gift from ESPOMA. And what they're giving away to the winners, an 8-ounce bottle of one of their liquid organic plant foods. And it's great stuff. I use it on flowering plants along with my Garrett juice and other things that we recommend, the formula that you can make yourself, and the results are pretty incredible. But anyway, the dog this week is a cutie. It's Aubrey. And Aubrey is a 5-year-old red and white shepherd mix, about 64 pounds. It's a she. She's sweet. She's a sweet, gentle lady, loves people, very gentle, calm, and loves to be petted, never passes up a chance to meet a new friend, and she sounds like a good one. Really pretty coat. And her picture's on our website. Just go to dirtdoctor.com, click on the SPCA button. Aubrey is female, and she's at the SPCA in McKinney, Texas. We help the McKinney SPCA and also the one downtown Dallas, west of downtown Dallas, and that's where some of the dogs are that we've talked about. And their pictures are all on our website, and all the information about them is right there as well. So check it out. Wherever you are, coast to coast and border to border out there in the country, there are rescue organizations out there. In fact, we covered, we gave you in one of our recent newsletters, and you can see all those newsletters, the archives. We put some links to some of the websites that cover all the different rescue organizations that are out there across the country. So check that out as well. Okay, what we're all about here on this show is teaching people how to do gardening the way it was intended to be done from the very beginning. A lot of people don't realize that the high nitrogen salt fertilizers and that we don't recommend, and all the pesticides, the toxic chemical pesticides, are the new kid on the block. The original way of doing gardening and agriculture and pest control and everything that we talk about here on the show was the natural organic approach. It wasn't until World War II that all these chemicals and they came out of warfare is where they came out of. The nitrogen for the fertilizers was actually used in explosives, and the research that was done on other things led to a lot of the pest control products and all. The original ones, my grandparents actually were in the agriculture business back in East Texas. Back in those days when I was a kid, I had absolutely no interest in it at all. But back in those days, the pest control, that this was after World War II, were some of the nastiest things around. Things like arsenic compounds and various things that really aren't legal now. But from that beginning, we got into all the other things leading up to the one that I now try to recommend, warn people about the most, the Roundup, the glyphosate product that's out there. The natural organic approach starts with soil building. It's what it's all about. The people that are into recommending the chemicals, the synthetic fertilizers and the chemical pesticides, talk very, very little, if any, about soil health. But that's what it's all about. If the soil is healthy, the dirt is turned into healthy soil, or if it's already healthy from the beginning and you don't foul it up, the biological activity in the soil helps the plants access the nutrients and especially the trace minerals, get them into the plant. Those trace minerals cause the sugars in the plant to be where they're supposed to be. And not only does that give you good taste in the food crops, but it also gives you this natural resistance against insects and diseases. So everything we talk about is about building that life in the soil, using compost and organic fertilizers and natural materials that don't hurt the soil. The synthetic stuff hurts the soil with every application. And with every application, we're knocking down that health, that life, that balance in the soil. Plants grow because you're feeding them with these water-soluble fertilizers and pushing them along, but it's an artificial condition that you're setting up in the plant, and that's where the insects and the diseases come from originally. The whole industry of the synthetic fertilizers and the chemical pesticides, very incestuous. You know, the people that push the chemical fertilizers are also in the business of the toxic pesticides. So pushing plants with the synthetic fertilizers causes an imbalance in the plants, Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews, the insects and diseases, taking out these unfit plants is the plan, what's supposed to happen. And so then we have to go to the store and buy the chemical pesticides to treat the soil and the plant roots and the foliage and try to keep the plants alive. So that's how it all gets started, just the health in the soil, and that's what's so different. We'll talk about the other issues that are different and work your calls in as you like. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Frankie family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you. And people are starting to call in. I'll work in as quickly as I can, but let me do a couple more things first here. That number's 866-444-3478. I told you about the photo contest. It's up and running, a SPOMA, the SPCA thing. My tea this morning's pretty good. It is similar to last week, but I left the honey out. I think it's better with the honey. It's the ginger, thyme, and sage. I used two different kinds of garden sage, just a leaf of each, and I don't know, probably almost a tablespoon of cut up ginger, fresh ginger. Again, cut it with the grain is a better way to do it. You get more of the ginger flavor and goodness out that way. Thyme, I've got an English thyme. I just pull the leaves off the little stem and put them in there, and it's clean water, and it's a really good tea. The other thing I wanted to tell you about the show here is that our pest control is one of the main things that I do when I do lectures, and that is another way of getting information about what we do here. My lectures at Mother Earth News Fairs, I don't do all of them, but I do a fair number of them, and then we do events ourselves. The one that you need to put on your calendar that's coming up here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, not too far away now, is September the 15th, and it's one we're doing in conjunction with Marty Whittakin and her human health expertise that she has and all her friends there. And we'll, of course, have the landscaping and gardening and pest control stuff there. It'll be in Plano. The information is right on our website, dirtdoctor.com, so check it out. Anybody that has any products or services that fit into any of those categories, there is still time to get on board if you want to check on that. Start off by just going to the button that's right on the top of DirtDoctor.com, where it says 2018 HHG, Health, Home, and Garden Expo is what that stands for. And we'll love to see you there. There's going to be dog stuff. There's going to be gardening things, agriculture, human health, all across the board information. The people that do the stem cell stem cell therapy that you hear me talk about here that healed my knee, they'll be there. And then the list just goes on and on and on. And we'll talk more about it, give you a little more detail as we go today. Other ways of getting information about this sensible approach, this natural organic approach. Our website is probably the number one thing because it will show you links and information about all the other things that we have. And it's dirtdoctor.com. You'll hear promoted on some of the things that some of the people hear on hold and even on the air that howardgarrett.com is another way to contact that information. TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, is the nonprofit that is behind the Natural Organic Gardening and Landscaping course that you win if you identify our mystery photograph that's on dirtdoctor.com. And it's also where you can go and pull up research, data, white papers, all the information backing up what we talk about, the negatives about the synthetic stuff, and a whole lot of information about Roundup because so many people are misinformed about Roundup. It's been marketed so beautifully, the glyphosate product. So if you're having trouble understanding that or if you want to give information to somebody who doesn't believe it, that it's a problem yet, the information is there. We have some on dirtdoctor.com also, but TORC, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org, has it primarily the mission there is to present the research and data. And you can just click on the TORC button at the top of dirtdoctor.com, easiest way to go there. Let's see. My column, I write a column now. It's actually a column. It's not just Q&As and a bunch of little quick, short things. It's a column, kind of one subject at a time, a lot like our newsletter. The Dallas Morning News column that I write runs on Wednesdays, so you can see it in the paper. You can go online and see it there. We also, if you don't want to subscribe or can't subscribe or whatever to the paper, you can see it on our website. We run it there also after it has run in the paper. The newsletter is free. You just sign up online, dirtdoctor.com, and get it there. And we do one subject at a time for you there. Let's get started. We've got enough time maybe to do the first call. Charles in Weatherford, you are first up. What's up?
Hey, Howard.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Been listening to you for years, even when you was on the other station.
Well,
hey, what's
you,
up with all the gardens this year? No tomatoes, no squash. No black-eyed peas. I mean, I got plenty of peas, but zucchini and everything else. I got a lot of blooms on my tomatoes and everything. And out of 30 plants, I got 4 tomatoes. And I'll take your response off the air.
Okay, you know we're about to run. Let me chat with you off the air, and then I'll bring that to everybody, and then we'll go to other people, and I'll work my stuff in as we go. So we'll put Charles on hold, chat off the air, assuming the telephone allows me to do that. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. This information is coming to you from the realm of natural organic gardening and pest control, and it just works better in every way. Delighted for you to be part of what we're doing here. 866-444-DIRT-3478. I'll be back.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And Charles and I had a little visit about his garden not doing very well, and he brought up something that was important for me to cover with everybody. So here's the deal. This year, vegetable gardening-wise especially, and even with some landscape plants too, some of my annuals have been suffering a little bit, and I'll tell you about that when we get into in Howard's garden. But when we have as dramatic a heat wave as we've had, and plants aren't, you know, used to that and hardened off quite well enough, you're going to get some damage, and that's going to affect the production of the plants, because flowers will be damaged and the fruit gets damaged a little bit, and sometimes you'll still have some production, but it'll be cut way down. To go along with that problem, what Charles is doing is this. He's really totally organic and not using any organic fertilizer. He's just recycling the dead plants and debris and the mulch and everything back in to the soil, which you can get away with. That's the natural way of fertility for the soil. But here's the rub with that often, and I think it's probably the case with him. The plants that you grow in your garden, whether you're saving the seed and using open pollinated plants and redoing your own seed source, or whether you're buying seed or transplants from the garden center, those plants are bred to require a certain amount of fertility. In fact, a lot in some cases, because most of the growing operations and most other gardeners still, unfortunately, are using the high nitrogen fertilizers and pushing plants along. So a certain level of fertility and nitrogen availability is needed. With recycling your debris and your own compost that you make at home and all that, that's good stuff. But in some cases, the nitrogen level will be lower than the carbon level percentage, and therefore the plants will be a little hungry. And I think that's the situation here. So going on from this point forward and going into the fall garden, which we talked about briefly, you want to get an organic fertilizer that has a little bit of nitrogen involved in it. You can do it with garret juice. You can use it fish and seaweed. You can use various liquid things. The Espoma products, both their dry products and their liquid products, would be an excellent way to add some organic fertility to help push the plants into greater production. And it's something that, you know, I recommend, and there's no problem with it. Being totally organic by benign neglect, you know, not ever putting any fertilizer in at all, is okay, but you really have to be careful over the years to put back enough stuff, you know, green plant residue and some things that are going to have some level of nitrogen in them. The nitrogen's not a bad thing. It's just that the synthetic fertilizers use too much and use the wrong kind. In an organic program, we still need nitrogen too, but we just use a little bit different products for it. And those products are available at the feed stores and garden centers and all that are out there. As far as the fall garden goes, we, believe it or not, even though it's awfully hot out there and we've had a little bit of cooling off, which is nice, but we're pretty much at the point of getting the fall garden planted. It may be a little bit too late even for the ideal time to plant tomatoes again for the fall garden. Finding them at the nursery is one of the most difficult things. You might want to long-term experiment around with planting some tomatoes yourself, so you have some transplants available in June, which may be better than now in July. July is when the universities and most people would recommend that you do it. And planting cucumbers and squash and zucchini and beans and peas and things like that can be planted now for that fall garden as well. And we're not very many weeks away from starting to plant the cool season things, the greens and the various cool season plants, broccoli and cauliflower and all those kind of things. You get those going while it's still hot so that they start coming into maturity when it's cooling and we're getting into that beautiful weather in the fall. We cover all of that in various of my books. I guess the one, if you're interested in the food crops, would be the best for you to get, would be the organic vegetable book, Texas Organic Vegetable Book. It's the one that covers vegetables, edible landscaping, herbs, and various kinds of things being planted from seed and transplants and using the organic program. Don't worry about the Texas name there. My books, all of them, including the Texas Vegetable Gardening Book, are applicable for everybody out there listening if you just simply adjust a couple of things. One is the timing, when you do things, and then number two, specific varieties do better in Seattle than in Miami and in Dallas and Chicago. Something I'd recommend anyway, if you bought a book, you know, just on Dallas, Texas, I'd still recommend you talk to local people about those kinds of things anyway. So that's hopefully what will help everybody there in that regard. Here's Donna in Austin, Texas, been holding a long time. What's up, Donna?
Hi, I was just looking for you. I know you used to have a warehouse that sold organic products, and the lady I just talked to said you don't have it anymore. So I was wondering if you can recommend something in Austin. I have a nursery that I go to, but they're closing. It's About Time in South Austin, and they're closing. And just about the closest thing is either downtown or out west at BK's.
And well, out in BK's is a garden center that John Dromgoole started a long time ago.
And it's about 30 miles from my house. So,
well, that just look around. Look online on our dirtdoctor.com. We've got a lot of the garden centers listed there in the in the area where we're showing sources of organic products. There are quite a few nurseries and feed stores in Austin that have the organic stuff, but if all fails, just go all the way out to what's the name of John?
Natural Gardener.
I drew a blank there for a minute. And the only thing John's always been too hard-headed to carry in the store there that you won't find is the Garrett juice, but you can use the formula on our website, dirtdoctor.com, and make your own there.
Okay.
But he has a really good selection of other kind of liquid and dry products.
Okay, and I've seen the only thing that I could find this last weekend for a soil additive was called a probiotic. Is that something
new? Well, probiotic is kind of a generic term, so I don't know what that would really be, Donna. It's probably okay. But the soil rock minerals that I recommend, you know, are lava sand, azomite, decomposed granite. Any of the nurseries ought to have most, if not all, of those. The things that have life will be under various brand names, and they just stimulate life quicker than building it up with the natural basic products. You can go either way. You can use compost, rock minerals, or sugars. Sugars, I mean dry molasses and cornmeal. And the life will build on its own because you've put in place there the things that those living organisms need. Or you can buy products that contain living organisms. And like I said, those will be under various brand names. It just depends on what the various retail stores have in stock.
Okay, and then mycorrhizae is something different, right?
Mycorrhizae is just one of the microbes. That's just one of the many. You've got bacteria, you got fungus. That's what mycorrhizal fungus is, or mycorrhizae. And you got protozoa. You've got all kinds of you got beneficial nematodes. You got all kind of beneficial microbes that are going to be in the soil as you build that health that will help you. And if you want to buy products, you'll just have to look at the label to see which ones that specific product handles or contains.
Well, is there any place on your website that discusses the most economic way to garden?
Oh, yeah, the basic program right on the home page. There's all those words on the home page of dirtdoctor.com are buttons. The one that says guides in capital letters is where all the basic stuff is.
Okay.
And my basic organic bed preparation, the basic program is right there, and that's all you need to do to build the soil health without getting too fancy. It's the basic steps. And it's what I just said a minute ago. It's using compost and compost-based products, fertilizers, and so forth. Using rock minerals, lava sand, azomite, zeolite, granite, those things.
Because I have, practically no budget, and everything costs $30 anymore. So.
Well, if you get one of the organic fertilizers and look at the label, and you'll see that some of them contain microorganisms in the product.
Yeah, I have been using Growing Green, Medina's
product is wonderful. That's one of the best out there.
I've been using that for years, but my garden did nothing this year.
Well,
I mean, my plants just died without producing anything.
Well, it was kind of like I was talking to Charles, about the weather and all that kind of thing. There's one other issue that has happened throughout the country. And that is that some of the compost products have become contaminated because of the use of pesticides, herbicides specifically, out in agriculture. And then the cow's manure ends up being contaminated with these herbicides, and then that ends up coming on down to you
I haven't used manure for years for that reason. So
okay. Well, have you used compost, though?
Well, I build my own compost out of chicken manure. I have chickens, so I use chicken manure and plant materials.
Okay.
And make my own compost. But, you know, it takes forever.
Where do you get the chicken manure?
My own chickens.
Oh, that's great. Well, you're doing the best thing. It's just the weather, and you need to probably use just a little bit more fertility, like we were talking with Charles, and keep that soil mulched so that sun in this 103-degree weather isn't baking out the carbon out of the surface of the soil, and you'll be fine. But get one of the organic fertilizers that the one you've been using is fine, but be sure to supplement it with the Garrett juice. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Ladybug, a new Earth Natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's RegActiv.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Donna and I talked a little bit more off of the air. One of the things about the organic program, it's not complicated, but you do have to do enough to where the general basic stuff is there. And one of the things that she had left out, I didn't discover until we were talking off the air, was no rock minerals have been used. And one of the things I think that people overlook because they're just not used to, they don't hear about it from the chemical people or anything, is to omit the rock minerals. And the rock minerals, I guess because maybe you're hearing about it for the first time, sounds a little complicated, but it's really not. Basically, any rock, well, first of all, the rock minerals are just as important as the carbon stuff, the compost and organic fertilizers and earthworm castings and all the brown things. In other words, you've got the carbon materials on the one hand, you've got the rock minerals on the other, and they are equally important. It's kind of the yin and the yang of the soil. And the rock minerals that are best are those that come from volcanic activity. Oh, I started using years ago lava sand. It took me a long time to get it to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I know that there's a frustration that it's not easily available to everybody out there across the country. But there are other things that can be used that sometimes are. And as a last resort, you can even order some mail order. I know it's heavy and you've got shipping costs and all that kind of things, but that is a way to go if you just can't get it any other way. On the other hand, the sand and gravel stores out there, in addition to the nurseries and garden centers and all, and again, we've got listings about organic sources on dirtdoctor.com, they will have or can get some kind of a ground-up rock mineral that's different. They probably already have it in stock, something that's different from the base rock on your property. And that's the key. That's what you're looking for. The volcanic stuff is best, lava sand, basalt, schist, that sort of thing, came from volcanic activity and has that high fire when it was produced. That's where the power of it comes from. It's really not providing nutrients. Some of the rock minerals do have a little bit of nutrient availability, but it's other factors that the rock materials are providing. Azomite is a commercial product that you can find out there. Ground up granite is available in a lot of cases, or some other rock material. So the two of those things, the compost, the brown organic carbon materials, and then the rock materials are important. And then having some fertility as part of that, and the sugars, the dry molasses and the cornmeal provide some of that. Organic fertilizers provide some of that. The Garrett Juice formula, and the formula is on the website. You can make it yourself. All it finishes out the program there. All righty. Jim's turn, Waco, Texas. Hello, Jim.
How you doing, Howard?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Say, I have two bald cypress trees in my front yard, and they're putting up all these knees. And I've been cutting them out, but I about wore myself out doing that. I'm wondering about putting a ground cover there instead of trying to grow grass.
Yeah, or mulch, Jim. I think the best thing to do is just to accept the fact that they're going to be there. That's genetic in certain bald cypress. In fact, quite a number of them. And cutting them back does injure the tree some. You're cutting into the root system when you do that. That's a breathing apparatus, those knees.
Yeah.
So I think that taking the grass out and then using decomposed granite or, you know, a shredded mulch or something like that, or planting ground cover if you want to go that route, would be a better way than fighting them and trying to keep them knocked back and cut back.
Well, my problem with ground cover is how would I get all those leaves or needles or whatever you call it out of there, out of all the
Well, you don't have cover. To. You can just let the they're such a fine texture, the bald cypress leaves. You can just leave them in the ground cover if you decide to go that route.
Yeah, well, this would be my whole front yard because they've come up 25 foot from the tree just all over the place.
Now, use something like Asian jasmine or English ivy or something that can grow in the shade or partial sun, partial shade, and I think that's really a better way for you to go long term. If the trees are healthy and pretty, I certainly wouldn't want you to think about taking them out.
Well, now, they're going to, I mean, this place gets hot afternoon sun all the time.
Asian jasmine is going to be your best choice then.
Asian jasmine.
Mm-hmm. Somebody could call it Asiatic jasmine.
Okay, one other question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put some shrubs in some pots and grow them. What would be the best kind of, I want them flowering shrub if I can.
Well, I tell you, the flowering shrub that I've got in a pot at home that just is almost indestructible is called yellow cestrum. C-E-S-T-R-U-M, yellow cestrum.
C-E-S-T-R-M?
Uh-huh. Give that a shot.
C-E-S-T-R-M.
Yeah. C-E-S-T-R-U-M, I'm sorry.
R-U-M.
Okay. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I want to talk to Sue because she wants to guess the mystery photograph. What's your guess, Sue?
Southern catalpa. The
catalpa speciosa? Catalpa? No, that's not it. Sue, let me put you on hold if you had something else. Our mystery photograph is still available for you. You can win one of our natural organic certification courses and a product from Espoma. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll talk to a couple people off the air since I'm behind, and then we'll start the next hour right after this break, so don't go away. 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.